Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We have a very special fundraising campaign that's happening and a very special event slated for this Wednesday. Joining us in studio with all the details from Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, please welcome Lucy Stewart and Sue Wakelin, both here. And good morning to both of you. Good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
All right. So, Lucy, let's start with you. We do have a very special fundraising campaign that is happening with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth.
We do. Thank you, Jamie. This is our fourth annual Lights of Love holiday campaign. It kicked off last week with Giving Tuesday and runs until December 31st.
Okay. So how does it work, Lights of Love?
So you don't buy one individual bulb. We put the lights around the roof line of Rotary Hospice to light it up. And we'll be doing the lighting ceremony this Wednesday evening. We just ask that the community make a donation in memory or in honor of a loved one or somebody special, and designate, a light of love and a message as to why they're doing this. So really, it's donations $20 on up.
That's great. That's perfect. So Lights of Love, and it's back for the fourth annual campaign. Let's get Sue in on the conversation. Sue, something like this, a fundraiser like this, as you know, is very special for sure.
Well, it is very special. It's one of those fundraising events that we do at the hospice that tugs at my heartstrings particularly. And over the last few years, we've certainly donated in memory of my mom and my husband's mom, which has been great. This year, I lost a very special friend who I met in high school. She's from she was from Rostock. Her name is Kim Chilton, and she was Kim Moorhead when I first met her. And she passed away in September. And so for me, it's in honor of a very special person that's still missed and loved after a couple of months. And what's particularly, I guess, poignant for me to donate this year as a sponsor is that her mom, Irmuth Moorhead, lives in Greenwood. And her apartment is at the back of the building. And she has the best view of the lights on the hospice in town. And so this year, where my husband Al and I are our sponsors in honor of Kim.
Oh, Sue, thank you so much for sharing that. There you go. That's what it's all about right there. Lucy, let's get to you back in on this. And again, that's what it's all about right there. So it's not too late to make a donation and be a part of this for sure.
No, absolutely. Not too late at all. As I said, the campaign runs till the end of December. Mm-hmm. So for people wanting to make a donation for year end, for anybody who donates between now and Wednesday, we will be sharing the message or the name of their special person on the night of the lighting ceremony.
And we should mention the lighting ceremony. This will be an in-person event, and this is quite special, too.
It will be, yes. And we're, you know what? The last 3 years, we've had to do this as a virtual event.
Exactly.
We kicked this event off in 2019. And then, yes, the last 2 years, and Sue stood outside in the cold, and we've done it as a Facebook event. This year, we just thought, let's all gather together in person. We don't know what to expect. The weather forecast looks okay for this week.
I'm knocking wood.
Thank you.
And that's for Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. under the pavilion. So the pavilion is actually on the Greenwood Court property. But for those who don't know Rotary Hospice, we're located directly behind Greenwood Court. So Greenwood Court, if you follow the driveway all the way around to the back.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Curve around. You'll see the parking lot for Rotary Hospice. It's a small parking lot, so we're asking people to park either on Norwood Court, which is at the back of the hospice, and there's a paved walkway to get to Rotary Hospice, or on Greenwood Drive, and then make your way on foot.
Okay, so, and you can be a part of this, and it's an open invitation, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. We don't know if there'll be 15 of us there or 150, but you know what? It's about remembering somebody special or thinking about somebody special. So
absolutely.
The more the merrier.
All right. Yeah. And Sue is nodding in agreement for sure. Is there anything else we haven't covered in terms of Lights of Love campaign with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth? Again, we'll share details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Is there anything else we haven't talked about? Just be a part of this.
Be a a part of it. The website, rotaryhospice.ca, is where you can go to find more information. You know, Rotary Hospice, about 50% of our funding is covered by the Ministry of Health. The other 50%, we need to fundraise locally here from our community. That's $900,000. So every donation counts. Every donation matters.
And it's a special place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good place to support.
That's right. And to spend your final days. But the other thing is, you don't have to just donate because your loved one was there, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's a wonderful idea. The Lights of Love 4th Annual with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Again, details and links with mystratfordnow.com. Lucy Stewart and Sue Wakelin, thanks so much for this. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.